Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insight on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly feel that we all uniquely possess all the things we are seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives.
Welcome back to another solo podcast on Waking Up with Melissa. And today I'm going to take you back into time when I was a TV producer for 13 years. And one of the things that honestly, I am so glad I learned this as a TV producer. I'm like literally so blessed that I was able to talk to thousands of people throughout my career. And I really learned this one skill. I learned how to ask highly skilled questions. I want you to tune into this entire episode. Whether you are a business owner or not, this is going to literally give you the connective tissue, the vulnerability, and the authenticity that it truly takes to forge relationships, which, by the way, we are in a relationship world. We are in relationship to everything. We are in relationship to our kids, our business, our friends, our neighbors, and the biggest relationship we have is the relationship we have with ourselves. However, we don't know how to ask highly skilled questions. In coaching, I call this thought-provoking questions. This is a non-negotiable for me. When people work with me on the one-on-one level or in a mastermind level, I really ask our students to sit with themselves first and to ask and get better at asking quality questions, because I know that that is going to literally have the encoded answer for them rather than things that they can Google. So it sounds like usually people will say, I'm feeling overwhelmed. What can I do? I need help. That is not a highly skilled question that anybody can help you with. And so whether you're in a relationship with a partner or a best friend or a mentor, understand that people want to help. I think we all naturally are born space holders. We thrive on community. And this is why I see the biggest breakthroughs in our community and why I have never been a course creator that doesn't have that community element, because I just truly see how healing it is when we are deeply felt and we are deeply seen and when we hold each other at our highest. And that comes from building that highly skilled question ability. Here's the thing. As a TV producer, it was so interesting. I'm laughing. I'm like literally giggling in my own being right now, because people used to always ask me, how is it that you get people to say yes to these shows? I've been working on this show for 10, 15 years and you're always booked. You're always ahead. You always have the best concepts for shows because you have these beautiful beings that have agreed to be on whatever show that I worked on. It didn't matter if it was talk TV, reality show, docuseries. The part of my job being a development producer and a researcher, I had to go and forge these relationships with people and ask them if they wanted their own show. So part of this was going out into the market and seeing what's hot, seeing what's trending, and seeing what would make really good TV. And so a big part of my job was to talk to people. And the one thing that I always shared with people, because I wasn't doing anything that different, but I took the time to get to know people. So instead of approaching people and saying, hey, do you want this show? It's MTV. Or it's this docuseries that's going to be on Nat Geo or whatever, I really led with getting to know people. And so whether they said yes or no, I always took time to get to know who they were, where they come from, who were they in partnership with. And to be honest with you, I think I got a lot of people to say yes to be on TV because they liked me. They really liked me and they wanted to work with me. And actually, they told me that. And they've told me, hey, all of these shows have approached me, but like, I'm literally going to say yes to you because I like you and I feel safe with you. And the way I got to that place was by asking highly skilled questions that ultimately started to forge the connective tissue on this deeper relationship that I started to build with people. And that today has been one of the things that I am so grateful for that I did throughout all of these years and talking to thousands of people. So I'm going to break this down and I'm going to give you 3 steps on how you can sharpen this skill, okay? Because this is going to be super important. Number one, it is so important for you to tap into your emotions. And it's so important for you to understand why they're there. our emotions are not there so that we can bully ourselves. Our emotion is not there so that we can shame ourselves. Our emotion is not there so that we can feel bad. That's not why our emotions are there. Our emotions are literally like traffic lights. You know, red means stop, yellow means slow down, green means go. So my emotions, they always mean something. So the excitement means something, the nervousness means something, me closing off means something. It's always pointing to something else. That's how I process my emotions. I don't take it personal. I don't shame myself. I'm just like, interesting. What is this pulling me towards? So before you come to somebody and ask them a question, which by the way, this can be to your kids, this can be to your best friend, this can be to your mentor, learning how to sharpen this skill is so important because you will actually get to your answer by just asking the question. This is so beautiful. I see this happen all of the time in my Voxer. And if you don't know what Voxer is, this is basically like this walkie-talkie that I use for my one-on-one clients. And they drop in and they ask questions. And I 10 minutes later, they drop back in and they're like, actually, I just asked the question, but I already know the answer. And that makes me so happy because I'm not here to be a crutch. I'm here to help people guide them back to their intuition. So back to the first step. When you tap into your emotions, sit with it. And ask yourself, what is this telling me? Where is this pointing me to? Instead of being like, I feel stuck, I don't know what to do, ask yourself, what is this pulling me towards? This emotion is here and I can look at it. I don't have to bypass it. I'm sitting with it. But ask the emotion that question of, where are you leading me to? What is it that I'm missing? And that in itself is going to start to shape this better quality question. Where you can bring it to somebody and you can tell somebody, hey, so-and-so, I'm feeling this emotion and I'm really asking myself, where am I being pulled to? Can you hold space for me and let's kind of bounce ideas back and forth? Because I know that this doesn't feel right, but I'm being asked to stretch into something more. And so that is going to help you get to an answer a lot quicker than just saying, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what to do. The emotion and you tapping into it begs for you to have a follow-up question. I have this emotion and you got to tack in another thing. It cannot be that you're just dumping on somebody and letting them know, I feel all of these things. And it's like, unless they're your mom, you know, but if it's somebody where you want their help, you know, remember that everybody wants to truly help, but they need more context to the emotion and just understand and start to tap into the pattern also of, I used to do this too, just the pattern of like, oh, I feel like this and we're just complaining, you know, and even asking like, hey, I just need you to be a space holder right now. And I just want to walk through all of the emotions in my mind. That's super helpful. And then that person knows that they're just, you know, being the space holder and that they don't really need to input. Or you can let the person know like, hey, I'm feeling this and I would really like your opinion on as to what do you see? That also gives that person permission and the ability to drop in and with your permission, share from the highest perspective what they see. Number two, ask yourself why instead of how. Usually people do this the opposite way. They're like, how do I do this? How do I make money? How do I become happy? Like, they usually ask the how before the why. And in step number two on how to ask more highly skilled questions, I want you to ask yourself, why is it that you want the thing that you want? So like, why is it that you want to be happy? Why is it that you want to build a business? Why is it that you want to be wealthy? Just ask yourself why first. Then once you come up with the why and you have this deep rooted reasoning, right? This deep rooted reasoning that really hugs up on the core of the earth. Then you can ask somebody the how. Then you can come to somebody and say, listen, I really want to become wealthy because there's nobody wealthy in my life. I'm going to be the first millionaire. I'm going to be the first person that becomes abundant in their health, that becomes abundant in love, that becomes abundant financially, that becomes abundant in every sense of the way. And I'm trying to figure out how can I do that from this place? And so then you start to, again, formulate more of this highly skilled question that allows the person and informs the person to see exactly where you're at, tune into the gravity of the why, and then can really give value. And so all of these things are so important. It leads me back to this thought-provoking questions. Don't just ask this simple question. Simple questions get simple answer. The bigger questions get bigger answers. So you see what I'm saying? It's important for you to sit with yourself. and that is at the baseline of highly skilled questions. You cannot ask a highly skilled question if you're highly triggered, if you're highly responsive, right? If you're doing all of that, then everything is coming in from the top of your brain and out your mouth, top of the brain and out your mouth. And so highly skilled questions is asking you to take a step back, pull back, sit with yourself, be with yourself. And oftentimes you won't even have to ask other people questions because your own being will answer it for you. But if you still feel like you need to ask, then you need to sit with. And so the third thing that I want to bring to the table is getting straight to the heart of what you're trying to say. So speak directly into what it is that you want to speak into and do it from your heart. I find, especially with people, and I'll just use this as an example, in my early days of mentoring, people would just share with me these 20 to 30 minute long messages to really just ask me one question. And so I can now, I have this like sharp skill where I can see where they're going and I actually just stop them and I say, okay, I'm gonna just pause you really quickly because I see where you're going. And I know the more that they keep talking about this spiraling that they're doing, the deeper they're gonna dig themselves in a hole and the harder it is for them to get out of it. It's like when we're spiraling with anxiety, right? And so if you have a thought that you don't like, it's easier for you to catch it at the top than if you start to, and I'm doing this thing with my hand where I'm like spiraling all the way down and you're almost like digging yourself into the ground. It's so much harder when you're stressed and then you're overthinking and now you have anxiety and now everything in your world is collapsing and now you're all of these emotions start to almost become this possession, as Eckhart Tolle says. Thank you for that reference, right? This possession of the mind, this possession of our emotion, because we dig ourselves so deep that it's actually a lot harder to dig ourselves out. And then the only thing that you can do at that point is to give yourself time. And so I oftentimes will stop people and because I can see where they're going and I ask them more questions. I ask them more highly skilled question. What is it that you really want to do? Because most people start to talk about their emotions and what they don't like. And just a good question to ask here is, what is it that you want? What is your highest intention? What is it that you want to see come out of this situation? That in itself, you see, highly skilled question doesn't have to be a long, complicated question. Sometimes we like to just hear ourselves speak. And so this is why, you know, number three is so important. It's like, speak straight to what it is that you desire and do it straight from your heart. So let's say it's a relationship and you're having a turbulent relationship with somebody and you're telling them their emotions and how they made you feel and how they told somebody something that you didn't like and all of the things that, you know, you're sharing about the disturbances. Instead, ask, how do I deepen my relationship with this person? I'm not where I'm at. I'm not at a place where I want to be and I really want to deepen that relationship. Boom. That's a perfect, highly skilled question. Speak straight to the heart of what you want and start to understand and tune into the part of us that just wants to talk because it wants to be heard, which, by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. And that's what a good friend is for. If you come to a good friend and you let them know that you don't want their opinion, that you just want to share what's on your heart, that's a good opportunity for you, again, to deepen that relationship with that person because they know how to meet you. But if you are in a relationship with your partner, your husband, your wife, your mentor, and you're looking for advice, then we have to learn how to ask really good questions. And then as the space holder, we have to learn how to ask thought-provoking questions. And so the person coming to us is letting us know where they're at. And then us as space holders, we can continue to ask the question of, all right, and what do you want to see happen? And how does that make you feel? And where do you want to go from here? And you see what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't have to be complicated. It just has to be straightforward. So I want all of us to practice this because we're in relationship to everything, okay? We are in relationship to the world, to the planet, to the animal kingdom, the crystal kingdom. We are in relationship to our parents, our kids, our friends, our neighbor, social media, the things that we have, the things that we don't, our relationship to money. We are in motherfucking relationship to everything. And the biggest relationship that we have is with ourselves. And so this is beautiful. This is an opportunity for us to deepen the relationship we have with ourselves. And we get to use, and I don't want to say use like in a bad way, but we get to utilize other people as that object to learn about ourselves in a deeper way. You see, one of my very first teachers, my yoga teachers, and other teachers that have come into my life that have profoundly changed my life also taught me how to do this. They never taught me how to get into a headstand because it was the right thing to do. But I learned how to ask the questions of, why do I need to do this? And how does this other part of the body lift the head up? And I really got to understand the quality of the question. I really got to understand, why do I meditate? And ask my teacher, how is this helpful? How will this benefit me? Those are the type of things that will help you, again, start to create that connective tissue within yourself. Otherwise, we're just doing what we're doing without any reason. Why are we doing what we're doing right now? Have you asked yourself that lately? If you're a business owner, why are you in business again? If you're posting on social media, why are you posting on social media again? If you're in a relationship, why are you in that relationship again? You know, in my most unconscious states, I never was able to answer that question. You know, one time somebody asked me, and I hired this person for almost 3.5 years, a mentor of mine. I literally hired them because they asked me the most thought-provoking question that had ever been asked. And it was, how do you actually really want to live your life? And to that point, nobody had asked me that. People had asked me how much money I want to make. People had asked me who I want to be when I grow up. People had asked me what kind of career I needed to pick. People asked me what's the top paying job in my industry and how can I forge connections with them so I can squeeze myself in there. But the simplicity of how do I want to live my life boggled my mind. And it boggled my mind because I thought I knew the answer, but the words couldn't come out of my mouth. I was like, oh, this is such an easy, like, what a fucking easy question. Okay, I want to live my life, and I got stuck. I realized, I don't really know. Yeah, if money wasn't a thing and if there was limitless resources, what would I want out of my life? And it's not even what I would want in the material sense. What is the quality and the texture of my life? Where would I wake up every single day? And I'm recording this podcast in a van on the side of the road, pulled up to Miami Beach with sand in my toes and my doggy in the front. And my view is this beautiful scenery of nature. And I remember the more I sat with that question, the vision started to come to me. I want to be in nature. If money wasn't a thing that I had to worry about, I would be traveling. Hence, now, almost 4 years later, I'm traveling. But I had to sit with myself there at that point to really come to that answer then. Somebody had to ask me that thought-provoking question so that my brain can start to understand that there was something deeper underneath my desire of even becoming a business owner or making money online or teaching people business. It was so much more for me, and it is still so much more. So for me, I can't understand when people have purpose, dharma, and they know what the hell they're supposed to do, why they stop. To me, it almost feels like a death sentence. How can I stop the thing that I really love to do? How can I stop the thing that I know that I'm meant to do? As it gets difficult, of course it will get difficult, but that's the whole point. Life is calling me into myself, and it's calling me to rearrange. It's calling me to realize where I'm holding too tightly. It's calling me into attachment. And so all of these things are important for us to start to understand and question, even about our own relationship. Somebody once asked me, why are you in that relationship? You don't sound happy. And I was like, what do you mean? We're together. And they're like, yeah, but this doesn't seem like it's working. And my brain, again, couldn't really understand, why does this even matter? I'm here and I just need to make it work. But when I asked myself the highly skilled question of, how do I really want to live my life 3 years from now? How do I want to live my life 10 years from now? Who will I be? What will I wear? What would be the sunset? What would be the sundown? Who would I break bread with? That started to lead me to building a business that was supporting that big vision. I don't build a business that makes money, although my business really does make a lot of money and a lot of currency, but that's not the reason why I do it. And if that's all you see, you missed the boat. I build the business underneath to support almost like the pillars of a house, the foundation of the house, the foundation that is holding my highest vision on how I want to live my life. I'm just doing it through the business. But am I really doing business, or am I still space holding? I'm still holding people at their highest. The things that I actually get into the most with people is asking them what fear is coming up around them doing the thing that they really want to do. It's not about making more money. The people I attract, they don't give a shit about fucking making more money. They want to be happy. They want to activate joy. And so when we ask highly skilled questions and we bring thought-provoking questions to the table, oh my gosh, the fireworks just light up. This is how we can really be in community with people. It's not by raising your hand and saying, "Ooh, I know, watch this module," or "let me tell you about when I was you and what I did." Yeah, that's good. But just ask more questions. Really, really, humans, let's ask more questions. And let's ask more questions through the heart. Less with the ego of, "Ooh, me, I know the answer," and more, "How can I really just hold space for this person that's just moving through some difficulty, and it's all good, because the way I meet this person is the way other people are going to meet me when I have difficulties." You see, because everything is being boomeranged back to you. This is why I like to plant good seeds. This is why I like to throw out good intentions into the world, not because I'm trying to be lucky, but because one, it feels good, and two, I know when I keep boomeranging good things out there, good things keep coming back to me. And I don't just do it just because I want it to come back to me. Like, I do it because I don't even care if it comes back to me. I do it because I feel it in my heart. I do it because I am here to teach. That is the one thing that I am so clear that I'm here to do, to teach through the quality of my actions and not just my words. To activate my love portal and my heart chakra so that people can feel my warmth and they can feel my love. Doesn't matter what the hell I do. Doesn't matter if I'm teaching you how to scale your business, you're going to feel it. It doesn't matter if I'm just being a friend at the moment, you're going to feel it. Doesn't matter if we're in ceremony, you're going to feel it. Because that's what I want to be remembered for. I want to be remembered for that crazy girl that held space for people and touched people's hearts. People felt loved around me. That's my highest intention. And so a question for you is, what is your highest intention? What is your highest intention for your life? And how can you bring more highly skilled questions to the table? Humans, I'm so excited about my new free Mystic class. If you have not joined, please join. It's super easy. Just open up your Instagram app. I am Melissa Ruiz, and DM me the word fire, F-I-R-E. And you'll be able to get the link to my 4 intuitive steps to building a soul business that absolutely lights your soul on fire. I'm living it now. And I can't believe that I'm here, but it's so possible. And I get so excited and so emotional when I see my students all across the world expatting and jet setting and living across all different continents and nations and in indigenous lands and off the grid, building their soulful business that feels so juicy and so good to them. And so if that's something that you desire in this season, come. Pull up, come to the beautiful Mystic class. It's going to be free. It's going to be a heart opener. I'm going to do some journal prompts. I'm going to do some activations. And I'm going to actually teach you my signature framework. I have 3 registered trademarks. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that and how I got them. And I'm going to teach you my framework on how I build my soul business. And I'm going to teach you how you can create your framework, which is going to be super juicy. Again, DM me the word fire. If not, go to the link in my bio. It's on my Instagram, and I hope to see you there. Peace, 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 humans. Keep following your intuition. Keep following your inner light. Keep getting curious about the darkness. Merge and balance both. And namaste. I'll see you soon. We'll be right back.
Breathe.